feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall, your extra helping of Folk Roots Radio on CFRU this morning. It's great to be here. I'm absolutely pumped because we have a very special edition of the show today. Why? Because we're going to have Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys, Johnny Wakin and Paul Ford, plus Elliot Bronson joining us in the studio today. They were actually in Guelph for a show at Silence yesterday evening. It was a full house, packed, absolutely stellar entertainment. The good news is that although they're going to be up in Owen Sound at the Bleeding Carrot today, which is Saturday, March the 21st, for another sold-out show, they will be in Toronto at Hughes Room on Tuesday, March the 24th. I think I've got that right. Jonathan will correct me when he comes on a little later. There are still tickets available for that show, so you can head to hughesroom.com and pick them up. We'll put some information up on our own website about that as well. But before I welcome you to the band and we start playing some tunes and having a lot of fun, we're going to play a track from Jonathan's most recent release. That is You Can't Outrun the Radio. And this is a song entitled 38 Baby. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
One in the chamber and a full magazine. She got a barrel like you ain't never seen. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. Shot a big old hole in my heart. You just a rabbit on a hickory stump. She says, jump, boy, you better jump. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. Shot a big old hole in my heart. She got no safety when she's getting the kicks. She shot a hole in the window of the Motel 6. Quick on the draw and the pattern is tight. She got a finger on the trigger tonight. She my 38 babe. 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 Shot a big old hole. Child and her daddy was hip. Made her a rattle with a Baker-like grip. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. Shot a big old hole in my heart. One to the heart and one to the head. I love that woman till the day that I'm dead. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. She my 38 babe. Shot a big old hole. Safety when she's getting the kicks. She shot a hole in the window of a Motel 6. Crank on the draw and the pattern is tight. She got a finger on the trigger tonight. She's my 38 babe. 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 Shot a big old hole in my heart. She's my 38 babe. Shot a big old hole.
That's Jonathan Bird from the album You Can't Outrun the Radio, and we listen to 38 Baby today. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. We're joined in the studio by three of the people that played on that album. They are, of course, Jonathan Bird with Paul Ford and Johnny Wakin. We're also joined by Elliot Bronson that's been joining Jonathan and the Pickup Cowboys on tour. They've been in Guelph. They were here last night. We had an amazing time. They're off to Owen Sound today, which is Saturday, March the 21st, for a show at the Bleeding Carrot, which I'm going to put a plug in for the Bleeding Carrot, because not only is it a wonderful music venue in the evenings, they also have great food. But I'm joined by Jonathan Bird today. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
Doing great.
Great to have you join us today.
Thanks, Jim.
You're on tour a lot of the time, aren't you?
About half the time, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you with us, and I could just rub it on for the whole hour, and then people would say, well, you had people in the studio. Why didn't we hear them play? So let's get some tunes. What would you like to play for us?
I'm going to start out with one called I Was an Oak Tree. I was an oak tree. It took 1,000 years to grow. And I've seen kingdoms come and go. I've seen the losers turn to lords and back again. I held the rebels when they hung them from my limbs. When men of fortune cast their futures on the sea, it's when they came for me. And I was a slave ship under the standard of the cross. A hallelujah holocaust. And half were dead before we reached the other shore. And the captain never saw the coming storm that swept around the Cape and took us by surprise. And only 8 survived. And I was a campfire, a pile of driftwood in the sand, and the only comfort in this land. And 8 hungry sailors roasted acorns that they'd found and left me burning as they stumbled toward the sound of a church bell ringing out above the ocean's wind. And I was born again. Now I am an oak tree out along the wild Cape Fear. And there is talk of freedom here. Oh, where is the kingdom that was here before I came? Oh, where have the people gone who only left their names? A revolution's just a circle after all, and every kingdom falls. Now, I'm an oak tree. If it takes 1,000 years to grow, I'll see kingdoms come and go. I'll see kingdoms come and go.
That's Jonathan Bird with I Am an Oak Tree. I think that's on the, is that on the Cackalack album?
It's on Did Cackalack.
Cackalack. Tell us about Cackalack, because I've always, every time I pick up that album, I think, well, I feel I should know about Cackalack. Tell me a little bit about
the word
Cackalack.
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, the word is a very old colloquial term for Carolina, Cackalacky. And it shows up in the it shows up in journals from the Civil War, so it's very old. But it's like our word Yankee. There's no etymology. There's no source. There are some theories about where it came from, but nobody really knows. So I'm from North Cackalacky.
So did you once have a band called Jonathan Bird and the Cackalacks?
No,
that never happened.
The album is just it's a tribute to my home state. It's a tribute to North Cackalacky, so I call it Cackalack. And there's also a song that I wrote with Leonard Podolak of the Ducks, actually, who's from Winnipeg, Manitoba. So it's kind of weird that he wrote a song about North Carolina with me. But they get down to North Carolina a lot, and they love North Carolina. So we wrote a song in a rental car driving overnight from New York City because our flight was canceled. And we wrote a song called 95 South, or Cackalack. They recorded it, and I recorded it.
Oh, neat. So you're playing with the Pickup Cowboys. You've been on tour with them. That's Johnny Wakin and Paul Ford. I'm going to get you to introduce them in a few seconds and talk about playing together. How long have you actually played together as this trio?
It's been 6 years now. Yeah. We've been playing together.
How did you get together?
We're in the same circle of friends at home, and Paul and Johnny were playing with a sort of a large puppet show, like huge puppets. Like, it takes five or six people to operate one of the birds and that kind of thing. This big thing that happened every summer in a place called the Forest Theater on the University of North Carolina campus. And they did that for 7 years in a row. Is that right?
Nine shows in 7 years.
And they played with a great drummer that we knew. His name was Kevin Brock. And Kevin Brock also played in my band for a while, and he would always say to us that we were the two favorite things that he did as a drummer, playing with me and playing with what was called the Paper Hand, was the puppet troupe. So Kevin passed away very young. He was 37, I think, and died in his sleep. And it was really sad for all of us, but it brought the three of us together, I think, in a way, like seeking the things that Kevin thought was special. And Johnny and Paul, I think, pretty much insisted that they be my band at one point. And they're so great to work with. They're not only great musicians, but they show up on time and they're sober and they carry stuff and they're good to people and all those things.
Well, you put on an amazing show. I was blown away last night by how tight the whole thing is. I mean, the musicianship is stellar. Obviously, we know about the songs. I mean, it was very much a show about songs because there were songs from yourself and also from a wonderful up-and-coming singer-songwriter that we'll hear from a little later, Elliot Bronson. But the musicianship from these guys, I mean, Johnny Wakin playing mandolin, lead guitar, musical saw, harmonica. It must be great to have someone in your band that you can count on to add textures and fill whenever you need it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a saying in our band, release the Wakin. That's when we need some mojo, we say, release the Wakin. And he steps up and plays the saw or the guitar or whatever.
And then we have Paul Ford on cello. Now, is that because it was too hard to travel with a stand-up bass?
Well, Paul, I know you want to step up and tell the story about the cello.
I'm really a bass player, and I just started playing cello about the time I started hanging out with Jonathan. And Johnny and I commute. We've been playing together in bands since 1990, so we do a lot of commuting together. And so I would take my electric to practice, and then I would bring my stand-up to when we were playing. And Jonathan knew that I had started to play the cello and said, why don't you just bring the cello, and we'll just cut out that, you know, all the sighs. And so it was Jonathan's idea that I play cello. And about a third of the time I play straight bass parts, about a third of the time I play straight cello. And what's been fun for me is about a third of the time it's half and half. So I'm doing something for me, which that's what I was looking for, something new. I was kind of burnt out. And when Kevin died, I didn't want to play with another drummer and have to go through that marriage. Even though I was friends with the person that was going to take his place, I just didn't have it. And so I just put my energy into something new. That's what I felt to do. So it's been fun and kind of hard too.
So did you play the cello in your youth, or is that just graduated?
I'm an electric bass player, like Motown, that type of music. That's what I like the most. I started playing stand-up when I joined the theater band. They wanted me to play stand-up, so I got one and started to play stand-up. And that was 06. And I think in 09 I started playing cello, the spring after Kevin passed away. He passed away in the year of 08. And I just started playing cello. And I didn't think I would be playing with Jonathan, and I certainly didn't think I would be playing cello with him. So, but it's been great because I was looking for something to put my energy into that would artistically help me grow. So,
well, I love the style. I've got to say, and we have actually Vicky Rao in the room with us. She works with me on the Folk Roots Radio shows. This was our second show that we put on last night at Silence. But one of the things about the pictures that you guys created that you can use for posters. You know, when you're putting on a show, it's always good to have something from the band that you can use for a poster. And I just love the three of you together with the instruments you play. Again, I can't speak highly enough about this band, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. And I realize I'm starting to gush again. So let's get back to some music, Jonathan. What are we going to play?
Let's do Working Offshore. This is, we burn a lot of fuel, and there's a human cost, and this song is for all the guys who do that work. This is called Working Offshore.
Well, it was Houston, Texas, 1958. And I was looking for work from state to state. Well, the man said, son, you're way too young, but there's jobs to be done working offshore. I caught a 64-footer to a Grand Isle rig. I told him I was 18 just to get the gig. A 250 an hour, a steak and a shower. Energy was power working offshore. It's a long way out just to trust your luck. It's a long way down just to bring it back up. Well, they put me in the crow's nest lining up a run. I was lining up another when that one was done. Hey, when the sunset bled, the gulf turned red. Two men to a bed, working offshore. It was 10 days on and 5 days off. Yeah, my back was getting strong, my head was getting soft. I lost a finger in a chain, I had to retrain. A little pain for my gain, working offshore. Yeah, it's a long way out just to trust your luck. Your luck. Hey, it's a long way to bring it back up. To bring it back up. Johnny. Well, I packed it up in 1959. I went back to school to get what's mine. I heard then 18 of my friends, they never came in from working offshore. And there's no telling how many men have fallen. Yeah, now it's 250, what, $3 a gallon? Standing in that line, just keep it in mind. There's men still dying, working offshore. Yeah, it's a long way out just to trust your luck. Hey, it's a long way. To bring it back up. To bring it back up. You got to bring it back up now. It's a long way. It's a long way. Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up.
That's the wonderful Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. You can hear that wonderful lead guitar from Johnny Wake, and it's really interesting because we're in the studio. We're trying just to use two radio broadcast mics, which are great because they do pick up everything. But then I'm sitting here with my one, working with one fader to try and make sure that this sounds good. I hope it sounds good where you're listening today. If you want to send me a message, you can do that via Twitter or Facebook at Folk Roots Radio. We'd love to hear from you. Fabulous guitar. Johnny Wakin is just amazing on that thing. I have to be honest, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, maybe I should go to Toronto on Tuesday night, because you're going to be at Hughes Room, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that, Jonathan?
Yeah, we'll be at Hughes Room on Tuesday night, March 24th. You got the date right. And that's an 8 o'clock show. And Elliot Bronson from Atlanta, Georgia, is a great songwriter who's traveling with us. He'll be there. And you should get your tickets in advance. We've sold out 3 shows in a row this week. So chances are pretty good for a sellout at Hughes Room. We'd love to see you there.
It promises to be a fabulous night. And I think their website is HughesRoom.com.
Certainly HughesRoom.com, that's right. Yeah, you can show up early. You can get dinner there. The sound is fantastic. There's a great bar. It's a fantastic place.
Now, the track we just played, that was Working Offshore. That's off the You Can't Outrun the Radio album, mm-hmm. which came out in the back end of 2014. Is that about right?
That's right. September, I think.
Yeah. But you have another new album. Do you want to tell people about that?
That's right. So Mother Tongue is a Danish-American collaboration with a group called The Sentimentals, and they're from Denmark. I met MC, who's the band leader. I met him in Memphis, Tennessee at a conference, and he invited me to Denmark to play. And this is the fourth time I've been, back in February, I went over for the fourth time. The third time I went, we made a record, and the fourth time, this last time, we released the record. It's a Danish-American collaboration, Mother Tongue. The title comes from the philosopher Soren Kierkegaard, who used Danish, his native language, to write in a time when French and German were really the intellectual languages of the day. And we chose Kierkegaard and the music of Dylan as a starting place with American and Danish sort of greatness over the ages to sort of take them apart and their works apart like tile works and put them back together into our own mosaic pieces.
You know, I have to say, I get educated on this show. You probably wouldn't realize I was educated. I keep thinking, why did I take science as education? I needed a little bit more literature and philosophy. Can we play a track from that? I realize I'm going to put you on the spot.
But okay.
I'd love to you to play the track with the new video, which is absolutely fantastic. It's doing the rounds on Facebook. And remember, Jonathan is really active on Facebook and on Twitter. Check out his Facebook page. If you're not following him there, it's a great place to follow him. He also has a website at jonathanbird.com. But tell us a little bit about the video, because when you played this song last night, it really touched everybody in the room.
Well, we had planned to shoot a video, and we were going to use this song. And we were touring in Denmark, and there was a shooting. There was a terrorist incident. It was a cafe where they were having a debate on free speech, and there were filmmakers and writers there. And this guy wanted to bust into the cafe, and he ended up shooting one Danish filmmaker. And then early the next day, he shot a guard outside of a synagogue where they were having a bar mitzvah. And this is very rare. And Copenhagen is such a safe city. People leave their babies on the sidewalk in the strollers while they go inside to shop. It was shocking to everyone in Copenhagen. They said they'd never seen official people on the street with machine guns before. They'd never seen any of that. But the way that they dealt with it was very powerful for me, in that even the debate organizer said when the first shooting happened, they went into a back room to wait until police told them that everything was clear. And they said, well, we couldn't go anywhere, so we just continued our discussion. And I thought that was really great. And there were signs around where that people had laid flowers where people had been shot. And just, millions and millions of bouquets knee deep in the street. And there were signs that people had made that said not afraid, or we are not afraid, or no fear. And I just loved their response. I loved that they were not afraid. And the opposite of fear is love. And that's what this song is about. Love is the law, it's called. So we shot the video. We sort of changed our plans, and we shot the video at the cafe where the first filmmaker was shot, and at the synagogue where the guard was shot, and also at Soren Kierkegaard's family grave in Copenhagen. And the filmmaker did an incredible job. His name is Pau, P-A-W. I don't know him by any other name. It's like Sting or Madonna. It's like one name kind of guy. But he did a fantastic job. And we did just put the video up on Facebook and on YouTube, so you can check it out. But I'll play this song, Love is the Law. Not ruled by laws. Love is the law. Love is not ruled by laws. The holy fire burning in your heart can't be divided like light from. Love is the law, love is not ruled by laws. All is enough, less is not love at all. The law is just, despite every rise and fall. The king is dead, long live the king. What can we give him who has everything? All is enough, less is not love at all. Love is the law. You can't run, and you can't hide. Oh, the blackest fruit has a seed
Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. I'm Jan Hall. Jonathan Bird joined by Johnny Wakin on mandolin there and Paul Ford on cello. That is a song entitled Love is the Law, which is on the new album Mother Tongue, Jonathan. Is that album on wide release? I know you have some available on the tour to people.
It hasn't been released. I brought it back from Denmark. I brought 120 copies back with me. I think maybe half of them are left right now. So I brought them to Ontario. It hasn't been officially released in the U.S. I think the official release date from Waterbug Records is in August. So then we'll have some more. But I have them on this tour, and we're not sold out of them yet. So we'll probably have some at Hughes Room.
That's great. So if you want to pick up that album, a lot of people were very excited when they came to the merch table at the show last night to pick up the new music. We have Elliot Bronson with us in the studio. He's from Atlanta. He released an amazing third album, self-titled Elliot Bronson, on Saturn V Records, I think at the back end of last year. Jonathan, I want to give you just a few seconds to talk about why you wanted to bring Elliot on the tour, and then let's hear from Elliot himself.
We didn't have enough hair on the tour. No. Elliot, we met Elliot in Athens, Georgia. He opened a show for us. I think maybe your manager contacted me online about doing that. And really enjoyed listening to him and thought he was a great fit with the band. And we did that twice. He did openers for us. And then we took him to Texas. And that was great. He blew people away there. And we've gotten even more familiar with his music to the point where we're playing a song together sometimes in the show. And it was funny. We took him to Texas. And after a few shows, he said, "People in Texas are so nice." And then this time we brought him to Ontario. And after a few shows, he said, "People in Ontario are so nice." He said, "I think it's your fans." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, our fans are really, really nice." So it's been good to have him on tour. And I think he just sold out of your vinyl. He brought vinyl with him for the last record and just sold out last night of the vinyl.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself very briefly, Elliot. I don't want to waste too much time talking when we should be playing.
Sure.
I can tell people the album is fabulous. I strongly recommend it.
Yeah. My name's Elliot. I write songs. I live in Atlanta. We covered it.
Okay, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play "Coming For You," North Georgia Blues.
Baby got a new pair of shoes. Baby got a new attitude. And baby, I'm stuck in the muck with the North Georgia blues. She put out all of her cigarettes on my nightstand the day that we met. Now I'm trying to remember November, she just can't forget. Well, it's easier when the sun don't shine to do your time and speak your mind. Easier when the sun don't shine on you to see them coming for you, North Georgia blue. Hey, walking with a gun on her hip, she tied me to the bow of the ship. Cold cock, shell shock, landlocked and bite in her lip. Well, it's easier when the waters rise, shut your eyes and drift on by. Easier when the waters rise on you to see them coming for you, North Georgia blue. Coming off. Oh, the city made you soft. You need to get lost. Echo at a quarter to nine, she came strutting across the Tennessee line with a rose in her hand and a policeman by her side. Well, it's easier when the stars burn out. Shut your mouth and hide you down. Easier when the stars burn out on you to see them coming for you. North Georgia blue. I'll see them coming for you. North Georgia blue.
That's Elliot Bronson with Coming For You North Georgia Blues live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime this morning. I'm John Hall. That is from the wonderful album on Saturn 5 Records. It is entitled Elliot Bronson. I do want to mention that we have interviews with both Elliot Bronson and Jonathan Bird up on our website at folkrootsradio.com. In-depth discussions, we play a few songs from their albums, talk about their music. Elliot doesn't give much away because he says you need to understand more about the songs by listening to them. Jonathan, of course, is very affable and tells me everything I need to know about why he writes his songs. Elliot, that was fabulous. I love that song.
Thank you.
There's a definitely a Ryan Adams quality about your music. Can you talk about people that have inspired you as a songwriter?
Sure. I grew up in a house where, it was a Pentecostal family, and we went to church, and everybody sang. So there was a lot of, gospel music and hymns and things like that. So that was kind of the first music that I heard and participated in. And I think that kind of, in some way, informed everything I do. But then my dad played piano and played guitar, and he had all the 60s folk music. So, I think the first probably record I heard that was like what I do now was Bob Dylan and Times They Are Changing, and I just played that record a ton, and I would just lay on the floor in the living room because we didn't have anywhere else to go, and I'd play the record over and over again. So that got me started, I think, probably down a path. Then I got into I had a punk rock phase for a long time, so so there's been a lot of things that have seeped in, I guess.
What are you going to play for us now?
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, we've probably got time for another one from you. And
sure
then,
thing.
Can we play that song where the pickup cowboys join in? I don't know if we got time for this one and maybe that one, and then we'll get back to Jonathan to wrap things up.
Sure thing, yeah. I guess I'll do River Runs Dry for you.
On a waning moon, climbing up the tall trees, I hope nobody saw me sneaking in. Shadows from the ladder rungs reaching across the concrete, like so many memories wearing thin. I don't give up, I never know why. I'll be sailing down the river till the river runs dry. Until the river runs dry. I bet I never will forget her mirror and her long dress, hair right down to her breast, black as coal. Oh, the lady on the radio talking all the way home. Now I don't feel so all alone down this road. I don't give up, I never known why. I'll be sailing down the river till the river runs dry. Until the river runs dry. Oh, those streetlights pass and shadows cast down across your heart. I never knew just what to do but push on through the dark. I've never known why. I'll be sailing down a river till the river runs dry. I don't give up. I have never known why. I'll be sailing down a river when the river runs dry. Yeah, when the river runs dry.
That's Elliot Bronson on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with When the River Runs Dry from the new album, Elliot Bronson, out now on Saturn 5 Records. We're joined on Folk Roots Radio by Elliot Bronson. We also have Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys in the studio. Now, at the show that took place at Silence last night, and I realize if you're listening to this on the web and you're going to come to the show in Toronto on Tuesday, you need to know this information because there was a great song that was played, and I think it's an Elliot Bronson song, but the Pickup Cowboys and Jonathan Bird get involved. So I'm going to get you to introduce that, and let's play that.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, this is my song called One Mississippi. I think this maybe was the song that convinced them to take me on the road. I don't know. Paul likes to tell a story to me about how he was sick at our gig in Athens, and he heard me playing this song. He was doing something out back that I probably shouldn't mention, but he heard me through the door playing this song. Isn't that right, Paul?
Yeah, I was throwing up in the parking lot.
Just in case you wondered if he was stealing a car or something.
Throwing up in the parking lot, and I was looking at the door thinking, man, that guy's pretty great, which was great. It was kind of a thing like my own sickness, but the magic of music, I could not stop hearing this great sound. Who's this guy behind this door? While I'm throwing up on my boots. And I just knew he was great because it made me feel better somehow. And I went in and played the whole show.
And if you actually go to elliotbronson.com, you can see that quote on the front of the website. I love this guy's music now, even when I'm throwing up over my boots.
That's an endorsement, right? So we just started working this up, I guess, the last couple shows, just sort of on the spot. And, you know. I think it's getting there. One, two, three.
Well, the lights came down. I got up. I was 18 years old, but I had enough. I had to leave just to breathe New England air. I turned around when she called my bluff. She said, put your money down and the window froze shut. The moon was a sliver of a clipping from a fingernail. Oh, baby, I've been riding down these streets trying to find out what they mean. So I stopped for a spell back in Baltimore. It was hotter than hell and I was sweeping floors, working for the man with the grinning doggone smile. When I met a little girl up from Tupelo, she said, what's it gonna take for you to follow me home? I went floating down the river like a crocodile. Down these streets dawn. However, whatever came along. Trying to find out what they mean. Too little better than old Mississippi. To Mississippi and die. Riding down these streets. Trying to find out what they mean. Is too really better than old Mississippi. Too really better than old Mississippi. To Mississippi, here I come.
That's Elliot Bronson with, that's two Mississippi, right?
One Mississippi,
you see. I've listened, well, actually, you know, no, here's
this
the
version may be two Mississippi.
Well, actually, I did hear it last night, so this is obviously the second version. So actually, yeah. I'm accepting that as a reasonable response. I'm
it
not
is.
Editing that out
that's fine.
After the fact. We're joined in the studio today by Elliot Bronson with Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. We're going to have time for maybe one or two more, depending on what song you choose to play. We're going to go back to Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys to wrap things up. What are you going to play for us, Jonathan?
Big Truck would be really fun, right? Let's play a Canadian song. This is a song. Corin Raymond really is responsible for me being here. Corin Raymond is a great songwriter from Toronto. And I met him in Austin, Texas in 2006. He did the same thing that MC did with me in Denmark. He brought me up to Ontario and put on shows for me and really worked hard to make sure the shows were sold out and introduced a lot of people to my music. And so I owe him a great debt of gratitude for that. He'll be at the show. He's already reserved his table at Hugh's Room. And I told him not to pay for a ticket. He's on the guest list for life. So this is a song that he wrote with Rob Varmar. And actually, Rob Varmar from Winnipeg, Manitoba, wrote the entire song except for one word. And Corin said he contributed one word to the song. I don't know which word that is, but maybe you can take a guess. This is called A Big Truck Brought It. Well, keep your Kenworth running strong for regional bulk. Or hauling logs. Air suspension gives a nice soft ride. Fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square. And that Huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. 600 horses charging straight and true. And it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. If you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. I said, if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Now, picture a semi in your mind. The flat nose grill and the red oval sign. The classic looking semi, it was defined by the Peterbilt. The 389. The new model's got a slope grill hood, and that lets you see the road real good. Now if you like that, well, that's just fine. To me, I drive a 389. Well, if you got it, a big truck brought it. Oh yeah, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. I said if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Take us down the road, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
up now. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same. Whether Sterling, a Mac, or Western Star, a big rig brought it to where you are. If it's Freightline or Eagle, a Volvo or Ford, with Playboy mud flaps or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you can be sure. If you've got it, a big truck brought it, oh yeah, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you got it, a big truck brought it, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you want it, there's a big truck on it.
That's Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys with a live version of A Big Truck Bought It, which A Big Truck Brought It, which you can find on the album You Can't Outrun the Radio, which came out last year. We're going to have time for one more song.
Sure.
What do you want to play for us?
I'll sing you another one off of Mother Tongue. This is called Sun on the Water. Two, three. They say that Peter wanted to fight, and now I'm feeling that way tonight. And all this passion is hard to tame, with all these voices calling my name. Sun on the water, still my mind. I come to barter all my time. Loving the slaughter, killing kind. Sun on the water, still my mind. They say the end of the world is near. Maybe the kingdom of God is here, and all this crying into the night is just a turning into the light. Sun on the water, still my mind. I come to barter all my time. Loving the slaughter, killing kind. Sun on
Sun on the water, still my mind.
That's Jonathan Bird, live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with the Pickup Cowboys, Johnny Wakin and Paul Ford. We also have had Elliot Bronson in the studio today. Guys, I wanted to thank you for spending time with us today.
Absolutely so much for
fabulous.
Having us.
Thank you.
They're off to the Bleeding Carrot in Owen Sound this evening. That is Saturday, March the 21st. And remember, they will be in Toronto at Hughes Room on Tuesday, March the 24th. You can head to hughesroom.com. Tickets are on Ticket Break, so if you head to their website, just follow the links from there. We'll post them on Facebook for you as well if you want to head in. Jonathan, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Jan.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jan.
You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. Check out folkrootsradio.com to listen to this show again and a lot of the other material we've produced. We'll see you next time.